kind of like wrestling. And while I might not be a huge fan of the WWE and the other companies.
AEW coming to TNT.
Sure. There are those who definitely are, and they are rabid about it. And that's your thing. And that's cool. There's drama and intrigue. And grown men buy into that kind of manufactured intrigue, yet accompanied by athleticism and a match that might be predetermined, but you don't know the outcome, so you're emotionally invested in who wins or loses. Is that a fair assessment of what wrestling's all about?
I found it to be somewhat condescending, but for the most part, yep.
I tried my hardest to keep that above board.
Okay, well,
I mean, it's not just my thing.
Yeah, maybe I'm just defensive. Okay. Yeah, that was good.
Because, I mean, you know, I might not like it, but I get why people do. Well, with radio, there's a certain element of that because, for some reason, we have the same flair for the dramatic, I guess. And when you get personalities involved, they often rub up against each other, not in a fun, sexy kind of way, but in an ego kind of way. And to see how that plays out, sometimes on the same station, sometimes on different stations, can be very interesting. It can be ugly, i.e. me getting my face beaten in by Black Bean and the Monsters. We're now friends. Or it could be comical. Any number of us versus whomever on this radio station throughout the years. When it's real, it gets real interesting for you listening, for us doing it, etc. So this morning, you know, let me backtrack. I used to golf with Shannon Burke, who used to be on this radio station. Way back in the day in Orlando, when he first came to Orlando from Texas, he was a bar owner there. And he was part of our regular foursome. Our program director loved him. Was a huge Burke guy. And he was part of our regular foursome. So I got to know him pretty well, and I liked him. I thought he was funny, big personality, big hitter. He'd spray it all over the place. But, man, when he'd get a hold of one, Big Tex could hit the ball. And he was brought on, I think, on the AM station to do this fire and brimstone AM conservative talk, which I found really weird because he wasn't that guy. And I never wanted to be one of those guys who has to manufacture opinions on the radio. And I get it. There's certainly an art to it, to be able to craft an opinion that you don't really believe in and to be able to sell it, or even a persona that you don't believe in and be able to sell it. There's an art there. But I've always liked kind of authenticity on the radio, and as transparent as it may make me look like a dick sometimes, I'm always me. And there are different elements of my personality. But when you hear Drew Garabo live, you hear Drew Garabo live. Things went sour somewhere down the road. And then when I'd been on at night for about 10 years in Orlando and there was an opening in the midday, I didn't campaign for it, which I should have. But I just felt like kind of someone would go, hey, Drew's been on at night for 10 years. Do we want to even talk about putting him in the midday? I made a mistake there. I should have championed myself, but I've never been really good at that. And long story short, they gave Shannon Burke the midday show, and it burnt my ass because A, I had already didn't care for him that much, and B, I felt passed over, and I was more immature then than I am now, if you can imagine that. And I got butthurt over the whole thing. As fate would have it, I had another opportunity to cross town to do mornings once Stern left O-Rock 105.9. And I got fired from Real Radio because my attitude sucked, and I did something. Long story. And so I went across town, served out my non-compete, which they own you for 3 months. They can fire you, but for 3 months they can tell you that you can't work because they own your name. It's a very unique situation to be in as a broadcaster, as a new father, and as an earner, because you're telling me you're preventing me from making an income for my family by using my own name, but you fired me because you don't want me to broadcast on your stations anymore.
Was that a contract that you signed?
Yeah. Yeah, you had to. I mean, it's like I said, I don't want this non-compete in my contract. They said, well, do you want to work here?
That's why you got to have the agent.
Well, I don't even know that would have worked, because that was their policy. You had to have at least a three-month non-compete. And they told me I was lucky to only have 3 months. So I didn't really understand that too much. It kind of burned my ass a little bit. And as a result, I kind of nuked the place on the way out, and when I went on to do mornings at O-Rock, I'd take repeated shots at Real Radio, including the Monsters and Shannon and all that, and I fully expect that I'm in the do not rehire list because you can't do that. Like, well, you can do that if you never want to go work for iHeart again, the number one media company. And by number one, I mean only in that they have the most stations. I wouldn't say number one in that you'd want to work there, but I digress. They probably have me on a do not hire or do not rehire, and I have only myself to blame. I accept it fully. I acted like an immature brat, and they were well within their rights to send me packing and tell me not to come back. If whatever happened, if something happened here and I found myself in need of another broadcasting job, I could conceivably see myself going to them and going, I don't know what you're doing in the wake of Jim Phillips leaving, but it's probably not working. So put me on in the afternoons and I could get you an audience. And they would probably say, no, thank you. You had a chance to work here for 10 years. You were a baby when you left, and we'd rather not rehire you. And then I would look myself in the mirror and I go, well, you really screwed up that opportunity, right? Well, so kind of the same thing happened when Burke got the axe from here. He did similar things. In that he trashed me, Mike, the radio station, John Brennan, our boss, pretty much everybody who would listen to him on Twitter and in person. As the fickle wheel of radio would have it, the station he's working for now got sold, and they gave him a notice that he's going to be fired in like a month or something like that, right? And so I guess he reached out to Mike Calta, our morning guy, in an effort to kind of clear the air about some stuff. And Mike said, I only want to talk to you publicly so that there can be a record of what I say and what you say. A very shrewd and smart move by Mr. Calta, because if you have an audience listening, you can't fudge it, right? So I only heard like the last 5 to 10 minutes, but I think they went live on live, which is Mike's show and Shannon's show. And I found it very intriguing.
That's like a steel cage match in the wrestling world,
see,
right?
Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Or Hell in a Cell or something like a ladder.
Oh, maybe an Elimination Chamber match?
Yeah, or a ladder match or something like that.
That's relevant. Money in the Bank this weekend. I see what you did there.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Is there a Money in the Bank this weekend?
Yes, there is.
That's where they put the suitcase with the dollars in it, and then you have to climb the ladder to get it, right?
Well, I'd call it a briefcase, but suitcase
okay,
works.
Okay, sorry. An attaché,
yeah.
If you will. I'm just trying to show you
you're down.
I know some of your world.
Yeah, no, you're in it.
So here then is some of the Hell in a Cell that took place this morning.
This is how things happen. What was that?
The warm line.
Go ahead and go to it.
Well, is he there now?
Yeah.
Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate it.
I really got to get on this panty thing.
Yeah, you should be wearing two pairs. It's Mike Calta. Mike, how are you, dude?
What's up, Burke? How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Everything good with you guys down there? How's Galvin doing? Galvin, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Good.
Here in the market number 19, we're doing okay. How are things in market number 4 doing?
It's 8, actually, here.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. So you claim that I called you for professional reasons only because I respect you and I respect
you. Well, you haven't been treating me very respectfully. I'm going to be honest. I don't dislike you, Shannon, and I wasn't calling you to ambush you. Okay, but you did do a reasonable amount of backstabbing and crapping on me when you were fired from this station and put the blame on me and ran right to Bubba and said to him, oh, it's exactly like you said, Calta does this and he ruins that and he's got no talent and blah, blah, blah.
Where did you hear this?
But Shannon, you did it all. I heard it and I see it all. I had it all on Twitter. You did it all on Twitter. I don't know what you're into. Maybe you're a foggy memories at night, but I've screen caught them all.
My fucking memories at night.
I don't know if you're smoking the weed or you're drinking the drink or what you do. But
I smoke the weed. I do, and I drink. I do. I smoke weed and I drink.
And that's great. I have no problem with either one of those, but I remember.
Because you definitely wouldn't stop drinking after you accidentally discharged a firearm into the side of your wife's head, right? I mean, you'd surely keep on drinking because that's working out real well for you. I digress.
You know how this business is.
I know how these.
You can look that up. It's a news story. It really did happen. I'm not making that up.
Old school baby radio. People have to hate each other. Fight. We have radio wars. That's nonsense. It's the people who are secure and confident in what they do. You and I have always been cool. When you were here, I fought with management here, and I said, this is a guy who did a great radio show in Orlando. He did some stuff.
Mike is wrong sometimes.
He paid his penance, and he's ready to come back. And the things didn't work out here for a bunch of reasons. You weren't in the studio. You were probably...
You know why I wasn't in the studio? Because I wasn't allowed in the studio. Because they thought it was some type of murderous rampage and kill everyone in there.
Listen,
why would they think that, Shannon? It's not like you got in trouble for accidentally discharging your firearm into the side of your wife's face or anything.
So I had to go buy a studio.
You have to know in 2018 or 17, whenever it was, that with corporate radio and corporate people, that they have to go, you're a guy, this is a company that does a background check on everybody, and you're a guy who has a violent history. Do we think you're violent now? No. But
yes.
But what if one day you snapped?
I don't have a violent history. That was an accident.
I don't have a violent history. That was an accident.
Accidents do happen. We all make mistakes.
No doubt. But wasn't it still a violent act? That wasn't a violent history. That's an accident.
You know, we've recently, last couple weeks, we've seen a lot of those gun going off in the middle of nowhere stories. So he was just, maybe he was ahead of his time.
He was holding the gun to the dog's head.
Oh, he was?
He picked up his wife's dog and said, I'm going to shoot your dog in the side of the head when the gun discharged and ripped the side of his wife's face open.
Someone knows the story better than I.
That's the thing. Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
the thing is that you were in trouble for it. You were blamed for it.
He went to jail. He served jail time for it.
So the day you come in here,
no, I wasn't blamed for it. I took responsibility for it. I wasn't blamed for anything.
Okay,
I took responsibility. I wasn't blamed for anything.
The day you come in here and you have another accident, then this company gets sued for billions of dollars. So
I get that.
That's, it wasn't their fault. And I think that they wanted to, and the fact that you weren't here worked against you, and you were probably severely underpaid, as was the staff around you, and it didn't work out. Yeah. But then why crap on me? Yeah. Why?
I don't recall crapping on you, Mike. And if I did, I apologize. I don't recall specifically crapping on you. I'm sure I've said some things about you. I wasn't a very happy man.
But that's not.
Little contradiction there, Mary. I don't remember crapping on you, but I was not a very happy man, and I said things about you.
Cool, though. $25,000 in a home studio and get fired a year later.
But you say that like, hey, if I did, I'm sorry. But you did, and then you never reach out to me. We've never talked since you left, and then the first thing you did was crap on me.
I reached out to you yesterday. I called you on your phone, left you a message.
That's after you went to Bubba's show and crapped on me and talked about how I was the evil one here and how I run everything here and how this was all a ruse to get you off of his show. I mean, I hear everything. You know that. You knew while you were here. I hear everything. But I have nothing against you, and I even wanted to take your phone call, but I'm like, I feel like he's two-faced, and I can't take that first phone call without people hearing it, because you'll develop that into something else.
All right, can we have a second phone call later today?
Give me an idea. What do we want to talk about?
Okay, there seems to be a bit of a barrier in my, you know, but the station I work for here in Atlanta has been sold to EMF, and then we're going to be off the air soon.
Right.
So obviously my agent's out hunting for a job. I've got some great opportunities. But I hear of things going on inside Cox and through my connections with various people that have worked at the corporate level of Fox at Cox and somebody who works there now, that there quote seems to be a barrier between Cox and I. So I called a guy.
Do you not understand what that barrier might be? Have you taken a big dump on this place after you left?
I don't think that I take a big dump on that place
after
I left.
Shannon, we were in a radio war, if you will, with now.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I got caught up in the middle of all that crap.
Yeah, but because you play both sides. Be a man and pick a side. Okay? And the thing
I'm on my side.
Who is out of the business now because he admitted cheating and is trying to blame other people on it. Okay? And you know,
get back to my phone call to you and what the reason was. So I called this guy at corporate and he says, I don't know if you have any blacklist that you're on, but there seems to be a problem with the way you left the bone. And I said, the way I left the bone was John Brennan called me and fired me. That's how I left. I didn't want to leave.
And then you proceeded to burn bridges, which you should not do in this business.
All right.
You know, that's your defeated. All right. That's all right. Whatever. I'm not going to.
What do you want me to kiss your ass?
No, not. Why would you kiss my ass? I don't hire anybody. I don't have anything to do with that.
You got a little bit of swagger over there, Calter. Come on.
Listen, my swagger is the one that brought you in here the first time. I'm the one who said this guy had a great show. He deserves a second chance. He's a major FM talker, and that's where he should be hosting his own show. And then the minute things didn't go right, you immediately crapped on me. You didn't even give it time to get cold. You went right across the street, ran right back, and crapped on me. And that hurts. I take that personally.
I don't remember going on the Bubba show after I was fired from there because Bubba wasn't there. I was in Orlando.
Yeah, I know, but you called in on his show and then you began a tweet tirade. If you want, I'll send you the tweets later. And I couldn't believe it because I was like, I never did anything but be helpful to this guy. And immediately you blamed everything on me and began crapping on this. I mean, the truth is, Shannon, there's a lot of things that we found out afterwards after you left that look bad on you that you worked here. The people who worked with you at that time have said a lot of things about why that show didn't work and the blame was a lot on you. So You can
well, they backstab me then.
That's not backstabbing. That's revealing the truth. That's dealing with a guy who allegedly had some problems he couldn't get over. Yeah. Okay?
Listen, my audience has no interest in this, and I know that yours does, but I'm up on a break, dude. And, if I backstab you, I backstab you. I apologize for backstabbing you.
Okay. Well, I'm glad, I appreciate that, and I'm glad we got to talk like two men.
I have respect for everyone in this business, and we're fortunate. I'm sure you'll agree that we can make livings doing this. And so I don't wish anyone harm. I don't want anyone to be unemployed. I don't want anyone to get fired. I hate it when I see people suing each other. And I'm glad you called. I appreciate it.
Well, I thank you for calling back.
Can I call you back later?
Yeah.
Boy, I'd be a fly on the wall on that conversation, huh? A little bit of intrigue, a little bit of drama.
That's fascinating.
Oh, Burke's right? Coming back, baby.
don't even start that because I saw somebody on Twitter go, please don't bring him back. I'm like, I hope you don't have to worry about that. You know what I mean? Who's on the hotline?
Oh, it's somebody for you.
Well, who is it? Do you know?
I do.
Who?
It's Shannon Burke.
Shannon Burke?
First of all, I have to correct you. Due to some contractual issues, it's Sharon. Sharon Burke. I thought I'd go with a name that's just as masculine as my old one.
Oh, okay, sorry. Sharon Burke is on our phone lines, guys. Not Shannon Burke. Sharon Burke is on our phone lines. Sharon, why would you trash a radio station after getting fired? I mean, that's just doesn't seem like a smart thing to do, you know?
Well, I wasn't. You say I was trashing it, but what I was doing was just giving my my honest opinion that I felt that nobody there ever gave me a fair shake and never received any direction on how to do my show. And if I did, it was awful, crappy direction. And the fact that everybody there hated me and I hated them and I didn't put a lot of work into my show. But I mean, if you consider that trashing, I guess you're some snowflake who probably voted for Hillary.
Okay, Sharon. I know a lot of people want to know if you were brought back here, if you would bring back the very popular and well-thought-out bit, Bug Trivia.
Yeah, I wouldn't just bring Bug Trivia back. I think the show would be called Bug Trivia, and it would be Bug Trivia every break. I mean, you'd be amazed how much I know about cockroaches. I realize how that sounds.
Well, sure, okay. But Shannon, I'm sure you had some really good parts of your show that you really enjoyed here. Shannon, what were those good parts of the show that you really liked while you were here at the Bone?
Yes, thank you, Sharon. I have to say, the best part of my show is still there. It's still Brother Kevin. I mean, the guy's a comic genius, and I probably wouldn't have lasted as long as I did without SBK. I mean, what are you saying, I'm racist? Because, I mean, I'm not. I mean, like, so my friends are. They're racist bikers. But, I mean, I have black friends. I mean, I can't name them right now. But, I mean, I'm not racist, because that's what you're getting at.
Well, I mean, it's not. I wasn't saying you were racist at all, Sharon Burke, actually. But what do you think about me? I mean, you know, you and I have had a weird...
Yeah, Joe, I got to say, my opinion of you is basically based on what you can do for me. You know, I mean, if you can get me hired there, of course I love you, buddy. But, if you can't, then I'll continue to go back to trash you and wipe you off the bottom of my shoe.
Awesome for a second. Okay, Sharon, you got a lot of people in Tampa Bay listening to you right now. Is there anything you want to say to them or anything? I mean,
yeah, you know, I just want to say, a lot of people think I should be held accountable for my past. They say a violent action or whatever. I mean, what's violent about discharging a firearm into the side of the head of the woman you married? I mean, who among us hasn't done that? So, you know, judge not lest ye be judged, and, God forgives all.
Okay. All right. Well,
eat a fat dick, okay?
All right. Jeez, I wasn't expecting that ending.
It was going too well.
God. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I miss him. He was always so nice to me.
You're such a jerk. Drew Grubble Live. Hello. Who are you?
Hey, my name is Dean, man.
Hey.
When I hear this guy talk, all I hear is...
I kind of hear the same thing. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. An update from Mike, who just texted me and said, still no call. There's been no call.
I wouldn't call.
After it went that way this morning?
Yeah. I think Mike was nice to say that he would pick up the phone if Shannon called him back.
Yeah, that was, and that is super nice. And he would. I mean, like, you know, Mike would talk to him and doesn't hate the dude. I think he's not going to lie to you on the air. You know, it's a very intriguing thing.
Oh, man.
Just can't believe he called our show. Sharon Burke, everybody. Drew Grubb Alive, hello. Who are you?
Hey, Drew, it's Keith.
Hey, Keith, what's up?
We've had this conversation before, and you're probably going to hang up on me.
Should I just hang up now, then? I mean, you're really not...
Just give me a second, and let's see if we can just discuss this like men.
All right.
I've listened to you since the day you came back to the radio.
Thank you so much.
Today.
Do you remember what day that was?
Oh, boy. God, it's got to be 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Eight, but
when you came back to the bone, you were working 10 o'clock in the mornings because I was on my route and I would listen to you.
Okay,
you're one of the reasons why I quit smoking. But other
thank
than
you.
That,
you're welcome. I mean,
thank you.
You're welcome.
When you first started back at the bone, mm-hmm. you used to be very praiseworthy. Mm.
I'm gonna go ahead and cut you off right there.
Let me explain.
No, I just have to explain something to you. Okay.
Yep.
I understand that there are allegiances when it comes to radio, and you have yours, and I have mine. I respect your passion. I respect that you support a guy, and I'll never tell you who you should or should not support because it's completely up to you. All I can tell you now is what I told you the last time that you called, in that there are things that you don't know about that personally I have suffered at the hands of the person that you mentioned. Personally, not just professionally.
Okay, okay.
No, wait, my man, let me finish. Not just professionally, but personally. That shaped the picture of who that is to me. I don't expect you to know it. I don't expect you to understand it. But I also don't expect you to hold me to the way I was then when things have drastically changed since then, regarding things involving my family, innocent members of my family who have nothing to do with me or my broadcasting career, and how they were also affected because of that. Can you at least understand where I'm coming? Can you at least understand where I'm coming from with what I just said to you?
100%. I can understand things change over time.
Thank you.
People say things. People get misunderstood, and I get it.
There's no misunderstanding. Let's just be perfectly clear. There's no misunderstanding. Things were done with malice. Things were done with forethought. And things were intentionally done to hurt my son, to hurt his mother, to hurt people who had nothing to do with a stupid goddamn radio war. So if you want to hold your alliance, you go right ahead,
no,
my
absolutely
dude.
Absolutely not.
You go
absolutely
right ahead.
Not, Drew. I still listen to you today.
Good. Thank you.
It had nothing to do with that.
Thank you. It has everything to
absolutely.
Do with that to me. And well, I want you to know that.
Well, and I apologize.
I
am man enough to apologize for not knowing the extenuating circumstances.
I accept.
That preceded that after that problem happened.
I get it.
I just remembered from the beginning.
And you're right. No, my man, you're right. I was very grateful. I was very gracious. And because I was grateful, nothing had been done to me yet. But I think that
absolutely.
You could understand
and
as
I
a man.
I understand it now.
I didn't
understand it then.
Thank you. And believe me, my hands have been tied. I'll probably get in trouble for what I've said already. But I just want you to know, and anybody of your like mind who thinks that I'm ungrateful or who thinks that I'm some scumbag who doesn't appreciate every single person who's helped me along the way, you have to do a lot of bad crap for me to not be gracious to anyone who has helped me. And when you hurt my
absolutely.
Family, and when you hurt my family, you hurt me. So,
you know, in the years and years and years that I've listened to you, this is the first time that you've ever explained any part of what happened. Not that you owed it to your fans.
I do owe it to my fans. No, I do owe it to you, but I haven't been allowed to. I've had my tongue cut out of my mouth regarding this area. But because you asked today,
then let me be the first one to apologize to you, Drew, because I did not know the circumstances outside of the beginning of
You know what?
Your face with Drew Garabo.
Fully accept your apology, my dude. I don't expect you to know. It's been a frustrating thing for me not being able to say anything about it. I appreciate very much the opportunity.
And I will never call you on that part again. I love to call your show, but I will never call you on that again. It was never explained to me.
Yep, I get that.
And I just thought it was strange when it had happened.
Sure, fully get
that. But I appreciate it, and I understand it now.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
Hopefully that helps you understand a little bit. Whew. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Drew Garabo Live, hello.
Hey, Drew. That was pretty intense.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't even want to listen to Shannon Burke. He's a sociopath. He sounds like a liar. Every time he's talking, it just sounds like a lie and a lie. And I don't know. I think he's trying to get himself back up in here, and I don't think it's a good thing.
Agreed. Hi, Drew Garabo Live. How can I help you today?
Drew.
Yes.
Listen, I wanted to let you know I listened to that show this morning.
Yeah, it was awesome,
after
right?
After he said he'd, you can call me back, he gave the bone number. You can call me back at this number. So, because he said, hey, I'm not talking to you without somebody listening. And so that's the point I want to make. I have one more, which is the mental health issue. I've had my struggles too, but I would probably say over my lifetime, I've gone through over two dozen different, either a psychiatrist or psychologist. And, you really got to, out of all of those, the one that was the best who said, you got to get out of your head and, stay out of your head. And most people just build up because they're thinking of something in the past that eats them so hard and hurt so bad, they just keep thinking of it.
Yep.
And everybody has that through their life.
Sure.
But now I'm to a point where you learn. As you get older, you learn and get out of your head. It's a good point. But anyway, that's all I got to say.
Thank you. I put it on Twitter this morning from Leo Biscaglia. Let go. Why do you cling to pain? There is nothing you can do about the wrongs of yesterday. It is not yours to judge. Why hold on to the very thing which keeps you from hope and love? Leo Biscaglia.
Good man.
Yeah, I don't know too much about him. I just know his name, and I know he's associated with some really kick-ass quotes. Drew Garabo Live, hello, who are you?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.